All right, well, let me jump on over here to the Right Side Way monologue. I'll remind you guys that every single day, attorney Stan McDonald, he's a partner at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee. He is the sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue, and I'll tell you more about him in just a few minutes. And I would say this one's going to be one of my more philosophical monologues, not pointed at a thing per much as I'm pointing at a ideal. And I'll start off by saying Navy SEALs have a saying that, quote, the only easy day was yesterday. You ever heard that? The only easy day was yesterday. It means that that one's behind you, but today's going to be hard, but you got through that one, so quit whining and face today. Army Rangers, I know something about that, are taught to memorize and live the Ranger Creed, which says, recognizing that I volunteered as a Ranger, fully knowing the hazards of my chosen profession. That's how it starts. It means that every Ranger knows that they are in something that comes with hazards, comes with difficulty, but they volunteered anyway. I heard once that golf legend Tiger Woods was on the driving range, and somebody commented to him they wish they could hit a drive off the tee like that, and he responded, no, you don't, because if you did, you'd be out here at 5 a.m. every morning hitting three buckets of balls before breakfast like I have for years. Okay, point taken. The bottom line is, if it was easy, everybody'd do it. So I saw an interesting interview not long ago. Hall of Fame quarterback Tom Brady. It's not what I expected from a sports interview, to be honest. I was looking for stories of, you know, big games he was in, favorite moments he had, and, you know, where he played his high school ball. No. Brady had some advice on how to be successful. He said, stop blaming everybody else. The seven-time Super Bowl-winning quarterback, he spoke to NFL writer Peter King for an edition of a show called Football Morning in America. And he took issue with people who throw up their hands and blame everyone and everything when things don't go their way. At one point, Brady said this. He said, quote, life is always about changing and adapting to different things. Today, the world wants to blame and shame and guilt and fear everything all the time. And he went on to say, we would never teach our kids that, you know. He said, we would never say, this is how you're going to get through life the best. You're going to blame everyone when things don't go right. I always get my way. You should never get it your way. That's not how to live a joyful life, he said. And he's right. Joy is not all about work. Our salvation is not based in works. But I can also tell you that joy never came from complaining. You never will be saved by laziness. So today, I'm talking about doing the hard stuff, even when it's hard. It's about hard work. It's about the best stuff. It's about the most rewarding. Those things that stay with you. The things that give you what you need to make it through the hard times. The things that build your character. The things that establish your bona fides. Those don't come easy. Hard work, man, if it was easy, everybody'd do it. So one of my personal business heroes is Truett Cathy. Truett Cathy, the founder of Chick-fil-A. My first real job, actually, was clocking in, slinging chicken at Chick-fil-A in Parkway City Mall in Huntsville back in the 80s. Truett Cathy, I mean, wow, you talk about defying the odds. He had an idea for a restaurant that would sell chicken sandwiches at a time when nobody sold chicken sandwiches. He also said his place would not be open on Sundays. He was told nobody was going to come to a restaurant that only sold chicken sandwiches, especially not in a mall, and especially not when it was closed on Sunday. Won't work. You can't just say the customer's overvalued over the profits. Well, today, Chick-fil-A is the premier of fast food and a multi-billion dollar business. And those beautiful chicken sandwiches, they're everywhere. And customer loyalty like no other. How many times have you heard them say at the amazing drive-thrus they have, my pleasure? Well, Truett Cathy said in his book, the book's called How Do You Do It, Truett, that Chick-fil-A is what it is today because of people, purpose, and product. It wasn't easy. Shoot. If it was easy, everybody would have done it. And I remember a great story, too, about my wife's grandfather. Charlene's grandfather was named Charles Stoker in Louisville, Kentucky. And I love this story. It has inspired me many times. Way back in the middle of the last century, he took all of his life savings to start a poultry supply company up in Louisville, Kentucky. He spent everything he had, apparently, on an old delivery wagon, and he bought a load of chicken he was delivering to restaurants. And during his first delivery, the car broke down in the heat of the day, and all the chicken went bad. Everything was gone. He had no idea what to do next. And so the story goes that he called his sweet wife, Charlene's grandmother, that everybody in the family called Muzz. And Muzz had been working as a telephone operator, and she told him she had a little money saved up in a coffee can at the house, and he was not done. He would take that money out of the coffee can and start over. And it wasn't easy. But he put yesterday behind him. He took the money out of Muzzy's coffee can, and he built a multi-million dollar business called Stoker's that still exists today. And I'm telling you, if it was easy, everybody would do it. I had my own kind of Muzz like that experience. It must be in the family genes. I like to say I'm an Army Ranger because of the lovely Charlene. As a young Army officer, I had the honor of attending the U.S. Army Ranger School. For several months, I waded through swamps, climbed mountains, went without sleep, rarely ate. I lost 30 pounds. I had trench foot, frostbite. I was hospitalized at one point. 450 people tried to get into my Ranger class. 250 made it past the first few days. Roughly 98 graduated. But there came a moment when I didn't want to keep going, because I was told I would have to repeat the swamp phase, a do-over that meant having an agonizing second month in chest-deep cold water and misery. And right before the decision of whether to accept the chance to keep going or quit and go home, I had a rare opportunity to call home. And Charlene would have loved for me to come home. She was there at the house by herself with a 2-year-old, and I told her I didn't know if I could do it again. And if she had said quit, I would have packed my bags. But she didn't. I'll never forget her saying, "Don't do it." She said, "If you quit now, you'll always regret it." And she was right. And it put some steel in my spine. And I went on and I finished strong, and she's the one who pinned on my Ranger tab. It was one of the worst, best experiences of my life. 98 of us made it through. If it was easy, everybody would do it. If it was easy, everybody would do it. I mean, truthfully, all these things I've just cited, whether they be sports figures or business or military training or whatever, I don't care what your background is. I don't care if you think it looks too hard. If it is too hard, just accept it. But too hard? Really? Too hard is a state of mind. If you don't like what you're seeing in the world around you right now, it's time to exercise those talents and gifts you've been given. Realize that the only easy day was yesterday. Maybe go do the hard thing. And that includes our politics as well, by the way. Because right now, we're watching a watershed moment in politics. I mean, the MAGA movement, as it's called, the restoration of common sense, the return of values-based political discourse, and the conservative legislation we're seeing. But Lord, y'all, if you've been watching or participating, you know this did not come easy. Trump himself has been through more than any one man should ever have to endure just to be allowed to put his name out there and run for office. And he has now assembled a team on our behalf, many of whom could also share their own stories about defying the odds, about volunteering for their work, fully knowing the hazards of their chosen professions. And the attacks, they're going to keep coming. They are. Because the only easy day was yesterday. And our role is to not let it be taken away. Our role, I'm talking to us right now, not them, but us. Our role is to not let it be taken away. Our role in all this hard work is to champion the good stuff, point out the bad stuff, demand accountability, and do the work. And let me tell you, it is not enough to muster up some keyboard courage and just type out a little retort to somebody on social media. It's not enough to just yell at your TV set. It's not. Our world needs right-side ruffians to get out there and get busy. We can bring this shit back around. We have to. We can do the hard thing. He can't do it all from D.C. What I'm saying is we can't just say, "Oh, good, Trump's got it," because it takes an army to fight what the general directs. You hear that? It takes an army to fight what the general directs. He may be the key figure, but we are all key players. So what I'm saying is the only easy day was yesterday. So pick your battlefield, stake out your claim, make your stand, choose your cause, get involved, do the hard thing. Make yourself uncomfortable for that which you believe in, fully knowing the hazards of your chosen profession. And in the end, look back with satisfaction and say, "I left it all on the table. I did not go quietly into the night." Stories are not told in reverent tones of those who sat idly by and did nothing. History's going to look back on this time that we're in, and they're going to note the social and political upheavals, and they're going to label the various actors as based on their actions or their inactions. So what are you going to say to your grandkids? What will the history books say about what you did to help right the ship? I'm saying it right now. Do the hard thing. If it was easy, everybody'd do it. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.